And welcome, Arizona homeowners, as we now broadcast statewide across the beautiful, lovely state of Arizona. We are broadcasting at West World in Scottsdale today for the Get Outdoors Expo, brought to you by KTAR and the Arizona Game and Fish Department. If you are new to the state or you are looking for ways to get out of the city and enjoy some wildlife and some recreation, boating, RVing, motorcycle, off-roading, this is a great place to come and see what is available in the state. There's plenty of vendors, plenty of food and concession. It opens at 10 o'clock. West World in Scottsdale, and it's the 8 o'clock hour, so we are in the outdoor living hour this week. We have John Eisenhower, Integrity Tree Service, talking trees. If you have a question, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, or text your questions to 411-923 if you need some help with some plant identification or some insect identification, or if you've got a tree that's looking a little wilted, you can snap a picture and email. That's info@rosieonthehouse.com. So there's how you get in touch with us.
Yeah, it's been great, actually, over the last number of months, getting those emails and text messages coming through Rosie on the House, and then Jennifer or Julia, someone will send them over to me for to check them out and then get answers back to you. So, yes, if you have questions about trees during the week, you can either go to our website at itreeservice.com, go to the contact page and send us a question, or through the Rosie on the House website as well. And it's great to get those questions during the week. And it's so nice with the convenience of electronic transfer of information, especially photographs. We can do a lot of long-distance consultation and save a lot of time coming out to your properties and save you the consulting fee. Of course, there's situations like one we had just yesterday where I was called on to come look at a tree that was declining. And, you know, there are some situations where we need to do a soil analysis. We might need to use a soil probe around a tree, maybe do a root collar excavation, or some other various testing and analysis. But a lot of times, you know, people can send us a photograph or two or three, and we can kind of give them an armchair, diagnosis and save them some trouble and some expense for us to have to come out.
And you wanted to talk about roots today as our primary topic.
I do. Today's our underground day. You know, there are parts of trees that we can't see that actually contribute significantly to the health of trees. And because the above ground parts of a tree are visible, we tend to do our diagnostic work primarily above ground. And it's unfortunate because just looking at the leaves and can only tell you so much. Many times symptoms point us underground and we need to then do some excavation or some exploration of below ground and to determine some of the causes of our tree problems. And today we'll look a little bit at all of those underground problems.
As I hear sometimes a wise man say, as go the roots, so go the shoots.
That's right. That's how I open my article. As go the roots, so go the shoots. And if you have healthy trees and a healthy root zone, we call it the rhizosphere, that area underground that is comprised of the roots and all the other biological components of the soil, you'll have healthy above ground parts of the tree. So you want to have a healthy root zone, and it translates into a healthy, beautiful tree above ground.
Talk about some of the technologies that are now available for roots and the air spading and the decollaring, and it's some really fascinating
decollaring
practices.
That's interesting. Well, we do root collar excavations.
Root collar excavation. All right.
We call it an RCX. Yes, so root collar excavations are have traditionally were done using tools, hand tools, where we knew that there were problems that originated just below ground, many times right up against the trunk, at that area of the tree called the root collar, where the trunk tissue becomes the roots. And it's a transition zone between root tissue and trunk tissue. And it's an area that's very vulnerable to various pathogens. And it's often contributes to problems that we see above ground.
So kind of like a roofing seam where you're putting two materials together. That's always your weakest link.
It is. It's a transition zone, and it's critical to the health of trees. Well, we have traditionally used hand tools to get down there and dig around the base of the tree to take a look at that area. Well, invariably, you hit those roots using metal tools, and it's actually doing damage to the area of the tree that you're trying to examine. Well, along came this technology. It's just basically using high-pressure air to displace the soil around the base of the trees using a tool. We call it an air spade. There's a couple of available tools on the market, drive the tool with a 185 CFM towable compressor, and it displaces the soil around the base of the tree without hurting the roots, doesn't hurt the irrigation, doesn't hurt the electric lighting or anything else that might be around the tree. We capture the soil with a fabric shield that we put around the tree so that blows the soil out, but we don't want it to go scatter across the yard, so we kind of collect it in
and
around the base
of the tree. Especially into your client's window.
Yeah, decomposed granite flying everywhere. And we try to pull the granite away, and if there's decomposed granite around the tree, we'll get it and kind of sequester it out of the way so it doesn't get mixed with the native soil. Then we put the fabric shield in front of that, and then maybe a 2 or 3 foot radius around the tree. And then we use the air spade, and it can go down sometimes 6-12 inches deep and as far out as we want to go, depending on the texture and structure of the soil. And then we can look at that root architecture. We can see if there's what problems are there. And if we need to, we can simply take that soil, with the soil that we've captured, and put it back around the base of the tree. And if there's problems such as girdling roots, which are a major...
What is a girdled root?
A girdled root is a root that's girdling either another root or girdling the actual trunk of the tree. And we'll talk a little bit more about the source of those girdling roots and how they come about. But they essentially strangle whatever they're wrapped around. And sometimes you can't see them. They're underground and they're not visible until we do the excavation. And sometimes we see symptoms above ground that point to the fact that there may be girdling roots below ground. And that's one of the primary things we're looking for. And once those are found, sometimes they can simply be cut so they're no longer constricting. And what happens when they start strangling or constricting around another root or around the trunk of the tree is they restrict the flow of water and nutrients from the root zone up the tree into the leaves. So if we see leaves that are wilting or declining above ground, sometimes there's a girdling root down below that's actually circled around the entire trunk and
clogging the artery.
Yeah, and it actually, as the trunk gets larger in diameter, it presses out against that girdling root, and the girdling root is getting larger in diameter and pushing in on the trunk, and the tree becomes a victim of its own success. As it gets larger, the problem gets worse. And sometimes they don't start doing their damage until the tree's been in the ground 3 or 4 or 5 years. So it's a shame. These trees do well for a long time, and then all of a sudden a homeowner, a tree owner starts to see a decline in an otherwise healthy tree. Well, that could be an indication that the girdling root was always there, but it was small enough not to cause a problem in the early years. But as the tree got larger, as I said, the trunk expands and catches up to the girdling root. And the girdling root that was once the diameter of a pencil is now, 2 or 3 inches in diameter, and it's getting larger and pressing in on the trunk. And then the tree slowly is dying, and we'll get in, and sometimes we can take those roots out, and the tree has a new lease on life. We've done some really cool, I think it's arboriculture at its best, when we get to go in there and take out these girdling roots that were causing a tree to start to decline, and immediately the tree relieves, and within a few weeks the tree's recovered and pushed out all new leaves. It's not like it's taken a big deep breath for the first time in a while. It's really nice to see that happen. So,
and we often see a lot of problems in irrigation where we've got a tree that was planted and you've got your irrigation on the root zone, which is required, but a lot of times those don't get moved. Will that increase the chance of girdling because you're not encouraging the roots to come out and they'll just stay right there where the water is?
Yeah, that's a good point, is that they'll stay where there's available water. And if they have to stay in and around the trunk, they'll grow in and around the trunk. And if there's enough soil that where they can actually circle the entire trunk, they can do that harvesting the water that's available. So, yeah, it's another good reason why trees shouldn't be planted too deeply. Because if there's a layer of soil above the root collar, then the small feeder roots that grow up into that upper layer of soil for available water, they can grow in and around the trunk of the tree. And so you want to be sure that that root collar is down so that those roots will radiate outward and don't have the options of growing up into an artificial layer of soil that's above the original root collar and then end up circling around the trunk.
So we don't want it to bury it or plant it too deep. We got our hole dug. Make sure when you're digging that hole, it comes in a 5 or 15 or whatever gallon. You don't dig it as deep as the pot. You dig it as deep as the soil inside the pot.
Right, right. And also, we recommend that you plant your trees and shrubs a little bit high in the soil because that planting medium tends to be pretty light textured soil, and there will be a slight amount of settling. So we even call it planting them a little proud in the soil so that it will allow for settling. So yes, you measure from the top of the soil in the planting container down to the bottom and then dig your hole only that deep. And also, we found that sometimes there can be a little bit of additional planting medium inside the container that's actually above the root collar. So it's good to even get before you take the plant out of the planting container is to dig down around the trunk and make sure that the root collar isn't 2 or 3 inches deeper than the soil level in the container. Because sometimes the actual root, you might want to remove some of that excess soil around the top of the root collar, get down to where the trunk tissue becomes roots, and take all that excess soil out above it. So we find trees that are planted too deep before they're even taken out of the nursery container. So be careful that you don't have too much soil in there.
Talking Trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, 1-888-767-4348.